And right now, we have actually a woman that is is exactly explaining what the song is all about, because her heart is really to bring people into the love of God and for the world to actually be taken right to the throne of God. And so I welcome again Pastor Daphne. Welcome so much to the show. She is the lead pastor of the global ministry River of Life, as well as the president of the record label Roll Records. So welcome to the show.
Thank you so much. That song, it just gets me every time.
Yeah, that is so true. So just so that everybody that has just tuned in is aware, last week we had a moment with Mama Daph, we were speaking about anxiety, and it was Pastor Daphne was explaining about how anxiety is really this conversation that we have of an uncertain outcome, and that the answer is really to get with the Holy Spirit and have peace, to grab your mind, take a look at what you're thinking about, weigh it up against the promises of God, and then take responsibility by taking every thought captive and making it obedient to Jesus Christ. And we're going to carry on that conversation right now. And Pastor Daph, I just have this scripture actually. In Philippians 4 verse 6, it says, "Do not fret or have any anxiety about anything, but in every circumstance and in everything, by prayer and petition or definite requests with thanksgiving, continue to make your wants known to God." So I was wondering, can you take it all from that place?
Yes, that's powerful. That's exactly it. And in order to do that, there's some practical steps and some things that we can actually do. So because we're having this sophisticated argument with ourselves and our emotions are becoming all entangled, we're not level-headed, we're emotional, we're not in the spirit, we can't seem to hear answers, because it's only when you're in the spirit that you can really hear God. So finding out that conversation that you're having with yourself is critical. What am I saying to myself right now? And then from there, you can do something about it. Because Holy Spirit gave us power. He gave us power against every unclean thing that comes against us. So we have the power against these thoughts. Our minds don't control us. We control our minds.
Yeah.
So what do we do? First, we want to make our minds submit and not run away with you. So analyze your thoughts. Are they positive or negative? That's what you want to get down to. What are you telling yourself? What's the jeopardy? But most importantly, does that really weigh up against the promises and the word of God? Negative versus positive. Let's look at Proverbs 12:25. It says, "Anxiety in the heart of man causes depression, but a good word makes it glad." Mm. So we see from scripture that anxiety or negativity causes depression. We see that thinking positive, a good word, which is positive, makes it glad. So we can see that anxiety leads to depression and it leads to fear. Fear leads to a fight or flight or paralysis response. That's what the brain does. And that's caused by the hormones and the chemicals that are in the brain from those thoughts in the mind, followed by then your emotions. So the mind tells the brain what to do. The brain releases chemicals, good or bad. So you want to make your brain release the right chemicals and hormones.
Wow, that's powerful.
Yeah. Turns it. That's the practical step that starts to turn it. So take control of your mind to be positive instead of negative, so that your brain will release the right chemicals and hormones, such as dopamines, oxytocin, serotonin, and endorphins that make you happy. And in that happy state, you can think clearer. You feel better. Your emotions aren't so entangled. You find your peace, and then you start to find solutions. That's the first step. So change that thinking, grab it, analyze it, and get it back into alignment with the word of God. Bring in positivity. Second, you want to come back to love. You want to come back into his presence. Put on some worship or whatever you do, but get in his presence, which is perfect love. And the word tells us that perfect love, God's love, casts out all fear.
Amen.
So get mind back to being sound. So you want to change your perspective, change your conversation with yourself, and change what you're believing back to what God says. And he tells us in 2 Timothy 1:7, for God did not give us a spirit of timidity or cowardice or fear, but he's given us a spirit of power and of love and of a sound judgment and personal discipline, a sound mind, abilities that result in a calm, well-balanced mind and self-control. Now you're back in self-control. The third step and the final step is trust God. Trust him. His word is true and it will not return void. Declare and decree something over yourself. Take authority. Rebuke all the lies, the fear, the anxiety, the jeopardy. Rebuke it in Jesus' name.
Amen.
And send his word into it. Then let go and put all your anxieties, your worries, and concerns into his hands. Literally say it out loud. I put this in your hands, God. And then worship and get your mind still.
Man, I'm so glad that you actually mentioned that point of getting still and making sure that you are worshiping and spending time with the Lord. Because throughout the show today, we've actually been discussing on what it actually takes to strive into entering into the rest of God. And like, these are practical things that we can actually do to enter into that rest and for our minds to be really still and peaceful.
Amen. Amen. Well, there's just a couple things to finish up with. Once you have that stillness and that peace from your sound mind, then you speak peace to yourself. You speak peace to that jeopardy, and you strive for the peace that Jesus actually gave you. He gave you peace, so you have it. Just get still enough to grab it and speak it. And I just want to finish with John 14:27. It says, peace I leave with you, my perfect peace I give to you. Not as the world gives do I give to you. Do not let your heart be troubled. That's your responsibility. Let's go back and look at that. Do not let your heart be troubled, nor let it be afraid. Let my perfect peace calm you in every circumstance and give you courage and strength for every challenge. In Jesus' name.
Wow. That is, I actually have a question, something that I've been thinking about with anxiety. Can anxiety come from a place where we're really trying to take control of a situation and we haven't really given it over, like given it over to the Lord, you know? So I was wondering, is anxiety directly kind of related to your surrender and your trust with the Lord?
Absolutely. It absolutely shows your trust with the Lord, because if you can let go of having to control everything, the need to control everything always comes out of a trust issue. Maybe you don't trust the authorities. You don't trust your boss. You don't trust your spouse. You don't trust your kids. Therefore, you don't trust your surroundings, your circumstances. So if you take control, you feel like somehow it'll turn out different or better or whatever. But that shows that you actually think that you being in control is better than God being in control. And that's a part of the mind switch that we have to change, because nothing, nobody, not even you, knows your circumstances, your emotions, or your heart. But God. So who can handle that better, you or God? And that's where you just say, okay, I trust you. I may not understand, I may not see everything, but you do. I may have never gone through this before. This is my first time, but you have, and you know what to do. And that surrender, complete surrender, also brings you peace knowing, let me hear from you the perfect thing to do in my situation right now, the perfect solution. And he brings them. And a lot of times it's not anything that you would have even thought of or a way that you would have normally handled it.
Amen.
And that's the part.
Amen. That, thank you so much for that, because that I'm telling you, it actually just reminds me about that scripture that says, don't lean to your own understanding, but in all your ways, acknowledge me. And I love that, that God can actually take control, because in our, I guess, just our humanness, we obviously don't understand all the intricacies, all the ins and outs of everything. And it's so comforting to know that God is there and he's got us and he's never going to leave us or forsake us. So thank you again for being on air with us today. And if you're listening and you want to just re-listen to this, or you have a question for Pastor Daphne, please send it through. Actually, if you have a question, please send us a message on our WhatsApp line on 071-364-0376 here on Impact. And we'll make sure that Pastor Daphne gets those so that she can answer those for you. But if you do want to re-listen to this podcast or a podcast that she's done with us prior, please log on to our website. Just go on to the website and look at the podcast section, and you'll see Mama Daph, Moments with Mama Daph, right there. So, Pastor Daphne, again, thank you so much for being on air with us today, and look forward to next week.
Amen. And also, if you want to see what we're up to, you can go to TikTok at It's Mama Daph, and we've got some videos on there that show more about who we are and what we're up to. So thank you, Owen.
You're welcome. It's my honor. It's honestly my honor. So God bless and have a great day.